is true to say that we are formed from the same consciousness. It is true to say that we have the same journey. And it is also true to say that not every consciousness has the same journey. That is a journey of understanding, of knowing. We do not consider ourselves of a higher consciousness than that of you. But we do consider that we are aware of our consciousness. And we know that you chose not to be aware within the journey you are now making. This interests us. This is the reason why we communicate with you. This is the reason why we look down the ladder to find the reason why you chose. Why you chose this route. You are from the same as us. Why would you repeat the lower self? Not lower in your interpretation of lower. Why would you want to be unaware, asleep, and go through a process yet again of awareness? Why would you choose this journey? Why would you consciously choose this journey? Because you did consciously choose this journey. And I will repeat yet again, when we help you to awaken and become more aware, we are helping ourselves. This is universal law. Do you really want to awaken, having chose to come into this world asleep? It's a big question. Why would you want to go through the process again and again and again? Maybe there is something that you missed. We do not know. We also look to the higher self, the higher consciousness. We believe the highest of all consciousness is the source. We are not the source. We are part of the source, as are you, as is all. We only know of nine. We are not aware of 12. This you are learning. You can call it levels, if this suits your terminology. Nine is one. It is the same. We know there is higher than nine. We would call this the source. We are nine. You cannot compare the metaphysical with the physical. I tell you this many times, it is impossible. You cannot apply your physical logic to the metaphysical world, it is impossible. You have to view things from a metaphysical view to understand the process. Although the process is the source's technology, do you think you can teach a newborn baby to fly a helicopter? Of course not. Bit by bit, piece by piece, you are becoming more aware. But there is so much more. In fact, there is so much more for all of us. It is infinite. You cannot comprehend the source, the energy. It is impossible for you to even imagine with your imagination what the source is. When we talk about the love from the source, we talk about the word love because your interpretation of love is positive. Source energy is positive and negative. It is both. But your preferred word is positive. Positive and negative are the same. The word love to you encompasses the necessity to be wanted, to be needed, to be a part of. It is why we use the word love. Your insecurity in the physical world is drawn to the word love. It encompasses freedom, free will. It encompasses knowing. It encompasses light. Yes, you can see it now, light. It encompasses the creation of everything that is physical. And physical is what you believe you know. You do know some, but not all. You're also correct about the translation of words. I have spoken many times about words and your confusion with translation. Your given confusion with the translation of words is so limited. We work in emotion and frequency. We work in the light, the knowing. Words are so limited in expression and explanation. So limited. So as not to confuse, the channel has to be pure. I have told you why the channel is pure in here already. And it has to be pure. Because otherwise, the confusion would engulf you. Let me tell you, there are 9 levels. It is what we know. You have cause to believe there may be 12 levels. We can neither confirm nor deny this because we do not know. We only act on knowing. This is what we know. We are a world of metaphysical. And this is what we know. You are from the level of 9. It was your origin. Your birth of energy came from the level of 9. Your birth was from the level of 9. And yet, you choose to go back to 1. We only remind you of what you already know. It is simple. And when we remind you, you know. Again. Instantly, you know. Whilst you are existing on the physical level of 1, then you will often deny such knowledge. Your interpretation of time, it is still difficult for you to understand time. You have a small grasp of this. But you do not know. You need to know. Remove all aspects of physical creation. Mass, volume. Remove them all. And you are left with what really is time. One moment, one time, which we are all existing within the universe we are in, of which there are many universes, many creations, vast, infinite. So remove the physical element that prevents you from understanding one moment. Then you will understand one moment. So long as you exist in the form you exist in the physical world, you will never understand one moment. It does not mean you have to leave your physical created world. It merely means you can experience all and everything on every level of consciousness as we do. You choose. You never leave. I have said before, there is nowhere to go. This is another illusion that you created. I leave and I go to somewhere else. How can you go anywhere as a metaphysical form? There is no mass, volume, material. One moment. It's energy, what you can feel. A pure form of energy, a clear channel. You can feel it now. We do not wish to tell you what your future is. It is irrelevant. It has already happened. Not as you would term fortune tellers. There is no necessity for this. If only you could realize how childlike this question is. The only thing that is necessary is to understand. By knowing yourself, you will understand, because you are us. Your insignificant human life and your desire to be needed and wanted is also a process that you have put yourself in a position to endure. It is also irrelevant. No, it is not just irrelevant to us, it is also irrelevant to you. You just do not realize how irrelevant it is. Yes, you are teachers, like we are teachers. We do not interfere as you do not interfere, but we evoke reaction through conscious thought, which evokes growth. Growth for the energy that you all are. This is what you do. This is what you have chosen to do. You can feel the force, the power now. Again. This is pure energy. Your journey, as is the same for our journey, will lead you back to the source. And your choice will be to make another journey or to reside within the One. Will always be your choice. It is a sphere of which there are many positions, and you choose which position you want to reside within. There is nothing to fear. Within any position that you reside within, there is nothing to fear. You chose for a specific reason to experience, to become aware and awake is the reason you chose. Every consciousness is not the same. Neither are they below you. In their form of energy, they are the same. In their position, they are not. It is completely different. You cannot force energy. It flows naturally. You are resisting the energy. It is impossible. You must allow it to flow. You created it to flow. you like to challenge. Acceptance will bring wisdom. Challenge creates the journey to find it. By the laws of attraction, people, consciousness will be drawn to you of the same, as you will be drawn to them of the same. Once again, the part of your creation, your desire, your knowing, your choosing. Harmonization of particles is necessary also for you in the physical to create pure form of energy that exists. Is not contaminated in here. It is good that you continue your journey of discovery. There is no necessity in your life for gimmicks. You are way above that.